Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The final buzzer has sounded, and the game's over. It's time to talk about who played well and who didn't. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show, served up by Wendy's. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens this May at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Now, let's get to your calls and reaction from the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I don't even know what to say. That was about as much of a roller coaster game as you possibly ever could have thought of. In the beginning of the game, I was like, they're gonna get crushed. First quarter, it was ugly. Come on, man. Then Lillard goes down. He's holding his knee, and you're going, holy crap. If he's gone for the series, then what? Then what happens? Then I was thinking, screw the series. What if he's gone all next year? We were worried about that with Giannis. But, you know, thankfully he came back on the floor. Looked fine. Before the game started, I'll give you the score eventually. Just hang on. Before the game started, I'm sitting here going, they may not have Middleton or Giannis. We're talking about Wisconsin Sports Daily. Middleton was questionable. Middleton's video, warming up, shooting around. And I go to John, I go, looks fine to me. I'm sure Bucks fans are looking at this on Twitter going, looks fine to me too. And then they go, game time decision. What? Okay, game time decision it is, I guess. Not sure why, but if you say so. So then, lineup comes out, and we're on the air. I'm going, all right, he's playing. Good. Never in my wildest dreams would I have predicted that dude would have did what that dude did tonight. That dude was on it. He looked exhausted. He looks like he's going to sleep until the next tip-off of the next game. But Chris Middleton had himself a game. I just want to play highlights. I don't even want to talk. So let's go over here. I'm trying to figure out how this all works. So this one here, this was towards the end of regulation. Bucks down 3. Seconds remaining. And this dude.
Pepev inbounds to Brook. Hand off to Chris Middleton. Inside 5 seconds left to play. Chris ties it.
No problem.
He ties it at 111. Cool cash money in the clutch.
So there, cool cash money, the call there by Lisa Byington. Her and Marcus Johnson on the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin. I was like, damn, that was big time shot right there. Big time. Now you get to overtime. And here we go again. Back and forth. Down 3. like 6 seconds left, whatever it was. They get the ball to Lillard. Now, at this point, Middleton had missed a shot previously. At this point, I'm thinking, okay, this was fun, but we're going back to the real closer now, Lillard. Lillard's going to get the shot. Lillard gets the ball, dribble, dribble, dribble. Middleton cuts to the top of the key, the top of the three-point line. Lillard drops it in. Catch, turn, shoot. Just absolutely amazed.
Damian Lillard to Chris Middleton from up top once again. Goes glass. The magic of Chris Middleton tonight ties it for a second time tonight.
When you played the way Chris has played tonight, the bank is always open. The bank never closes. Chris Middleton, nice job finding the opening right there. Brook Lopez, great screen on Nimhard. Had to shoot it a little higher because of the contest of Miles Turner. No problem. You've got a backboard for a purpose. To stop the basketball, it finds its way through the net. Here we go again.
Here we go again, right? Ties it up. And you're going, all right. Middleton ties it. Got to survive one more possession, and you're good. One more possession. It was like, what, 17 seconds left or something like that? Left of the game after Middleton hit that shot. I'm not playing that crap light. Oh, so Halliburton, of all the freaking people on that team, Halliburton gets Pat Bev. But Halliburton starts way on the other side of midcourt and gets a running start at Pat Bev, who had no chance. Blows by Pat Bev into the lane, throws it up, gets fouled, and one. And then, of course, the Bucks, you know, try for one last magic shot with about 1.4 or so left. Middleton tries a three and misses. They lose 121-18. It was one of the more emotional roller coaster games I can remember. I was in here yelling and screaming the whole game. Whole game yelling and screaming. Charlie's over there shaking his head and laughing, trying to figure out what was going to happen. It was nuts. And all you haters of Chris Middleton, can we please be done? Please. Can we just stop with the hate for Middleton? I mean, that dude gave everything he had trying to win that damn basketball game tonight. You're not going to win a basketball game when you give guys three, four, five opportunities to score a basket. You're just not. Earlier, when Halliburton threw up that one ball, it bounced super high up in the air, and then Siakam, you remember, runs in, gets it, and throws it up. Somebody tweeted me the video of it. He didn't notice. And I watched the video replay of it, and I paused it, and I went back. I watched it again. I paused it. I went back. Oh, my child, I go, look at this. Dude, Siakam came from, I don't know, right about the free throw line, shoved Bobby Portis clear out of the way. I don't know, 5-10 feet, shoved him out of the way to get that rebound. That should have been a foul on Siakam for shoving Bobby Portis. I mean, he shoved him. He didn't go to the ground, but he went quite a distance, got the rebound, put it in, no foul. Now, again, real time, I didn't notice. But when you watch the replay, it's clear as day he shoves him right in the back. No call on Siakam. Who, by the way, they held in check. I mean, he scored at 7:24 in the fourth, and they held him in check the rest of the way. Wasn't like he had 10 points in overtime or scored the last 8 in overtime. None of that. They figured it out finally and kind of contained him a little bit more. Chris Middleton, 42 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 16 of 29 from the floor, 4 of 9 from 3, 41 minutes with a bum ankle. That's pretty dang good if I do say so myself. That is really good. All right, let's get your thoughts. How you feeling? I already had one of my friends text me, no moral victories. They had to have this one. They had Chris's best game, and they had to have it. No moral victories. Already. Do you people not like to be happy in life? Is that what it is? Do you just not like to be happy? That was a hell of a game by Chris Middleton. I know they lost, but man, just appreciate what you just saw. Twice he did it. End of regulation and end of overtime. Dang. Ian in Hartford, you're first up here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's.
Well, the disaster season's over.
Oh, stop. Stop! Yeah, they got a whole nother game. Furthermore, you should start this call with an apology. An apology so everybody can hear. You, Ian, were wrong on Andre Jackson. Because without Andre Jackson in this game, they ain't winning.
All right. Fair enough.
No, you're not apologizing. You're just saying fair enough.
I will. I sent a message out to a friend earlier, and the exact words were, I'm going to say this, screenshot it, do whatever you have to do. I was wrong.
There we go.
Andre Jackson.
Thank you.
Has to play.
Yep.
He's the reason we've come back in this game.
Yep.
And facts are, he has to play. And I also said, I hate Bobby Portis. And I got pictures of him all over my living room here. And I hope without wanting him to get injured, I hope he never plays for the Bucks again.
No, he's going
to
play.
The guy gives zero effort on the defensive end. And I've had it with the guy.
Defensively, he has issues. He has issues defensively. I agree.
No. He has offense. He has issues everywhere. I'm done with it. And Chris Middleton slander, I'm the guy that's always on. He's the best player on our freaking team.
Yeah. Might be. Yep.
Okay, hold on. Maybe that's extreme. He's the most important player on our team. Even if Giannis is out there, that guy is always the most important because nothing gets him down. Nothing gets him too high.
He's flatlined.
He's just automatically the man all the freaking time.
Yep.
And this one, just the fact they couldn't pull this out for him is disgusting because this was his game, and this is another moment where I don't care who you are when you're, he's old, he's washed, he's hurt. Blah, blah. No, he came out today and balled, and he's the reason we should have won. But no, of course, we don't again. I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, you
it's
got
it. It's just not the team, that's all.
See, this is my thing. And no, you're right. It may not be the team to win a championship. And it doesn't help that Giannis, yet again, is not playing in a playoff series. We're going to talk about
two
this.
Two in a row.
No, not two in a row. Go back to the year before.
Last year, he didn't play either.
Hold on, Ian. Go back to the year before the championship, that Miami series. He missed a couple of games there. He missed games in the championship series run. Then the next year, Boston, Middleton didn't play. Then last year, Giannis missed again against Miami. And now this year, he's missed games in four of the last five seasons in the postseason.
Yeah, and I'm not calling this like on him. Like it's like you're hurt. That's fine. And obviously, it's way worse than they're leading on
to. My point is, everybody gets on Middleton for screwing up in the postseason and he can't stay healthy, when in reality, I'm pretty sure Giannis has missed more games than Middleton has in the playoffs.
Right. Like, everybody's freaking out today. Oh, Middleton's not going to play again. And it's like, have you guys watched what's happened the last two, three, 4 years?
Yep.
Giannis isn't playing. I mean, and this isn't Giannis slander by any means.
It's factual.
He won us a championship, but it's just the truth.
Yes.
You can't go out there and say, Middleton's hurt all the time. Nobody thought he was going to play today. I can go through Twitter. Oh, he's hurt. Okay, I got a handful of people that are like me who are just desperate for success of the Bucks that are like, he'll play. Most people are like, he's hurt again, glass man, should have got rid of him.
Right,
blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I saw.
You know what I mean? And it's like, no. So he guts it out tonight or whatever. Maybe he's not even hurt that bad. I don't know. None of us know. But people that say that, it's like, how about Giannis? And I just don't think they're being truthful with this. There's no way he's playing Sunday.
No, I don't think he is either. No, I agree. I think they want him.
If they would have won tonight, he wouldn't have played back home in game five either.
Agreed. Yeah.
Like, I just don't think that's a thing. Like, we all want to believe he's going to come back. Well, I don't want him to come back because we're in desperation.
Yesterday was Doc Rivers said yesterday. Remember we talked about it on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Doc said he still hadn't played in any live action. So if he hasn't played any live 4-on-4 or anything, they're not going to put him out there for the first time in a game situation if he hasn't even done it in practice. And then you've got to see how it responds the day after he does it in practice. So there's just no way he's going to play.
I just want it to be known. I'm not blaming Giannis. I mean, if the guy's hurt, he's hurt. You know, I mean,
no, this is about Middleton. That's why I brought it up. Everybody goes after Middleton when in reality, Giannis has been hurt more than Middleton has in the postseason. Thanks for the call, Ian. Yeah, thank you.
If you're hurt, you're hurt.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Thanks for the call. That's all I'm saying. Y'all want to bash Middleton left and right. look at the guy on the team that's the most important guy on the team. Look at the guy on the team you can't win a championship without at this point. 4 or 5 years, dude's been out in the postseason when you needed him. Now, I'm not saying, boy, he's trying to get hurt. No. But next time you decide to go ripping on Middleton, turn around and look at the guy that's the most important on the team and tell me how available he's been in the playoffs. Because that's a thing. That's a huge thing. And we can talk about, oh, coming back from the knee hyperextension and so forth. Yeah, amazing. Superman, sure, I'm with you. But they still won without him in that run while he was out. Thankfully, they overcame it. So, again, this is not going to be a Middleton hate show. So, you can kiss that goodbye. If you came on thinking, for some weird reason, after he scored 42, we ought to be bashing Middleton, wrong show. And there's no other show to turn on, I guess. I'm pretty much it. So, I was going to tell you, hey, well, it's another show. But there's no other call-in shows to listen to. I mean, there's a network wrap-up show, but they're not going to say anything opinionated one way or the other like that. So, yeah, you're stuck with me. So it's me or the draft. By the way, the draft. Let's talk a little bit about the draft. Packers are coming up. They're a couple picks away. And I'll let you know what the Packers are going to do here when their pick comes up. They're at 56 right now. Cowboys are on the clock. Then Tampa, then the Packers 58. Earlier, Cooper DeJean, y'all's favorite, was right there, one pick away, again, just like my guys were yesterday, and again, somebody swooped in front of Green Bay, Eagles, who, remember, in the mock drafts, they were slotted to take him in the first round, because Arnold and Mitchell weren't supposed to be there. So now, there he comes. Now, that tells me DeJean's going to be a safety in Philly, right? There is no question. Which is where he should play, which is, I was fine if the Packers took him and played him at safety. I just didn't want him at corner. So, from that perspective, the Eagles get him. I quote tweet it. Yep, figured. Enjoy. Yep, good luck. Fine. Packers then pick. Packers go, well, that was our guy. We're out. So then they trade back. What did they get? They got a fifth, a sixth, and move back four spots with the Saints. So at that point, they had 12 picks left. 12 picks. Before the first second round pick, they had 12 picks on the clock now the rest of the draft, plus the one they had yesterday. So we're at 13 players. They move back, and they got a Cooper after all, and it ain't DeJean. Edgerrin Cooper, best linebacker on the board. I was so happy. And that was going on during all the Bucks drama going on at the same time, so I'm trying to watch both. But Edgerrin Cooper, God bless America. Okay, so now you've got two linebackers there with Cooper and Quay Walker. You feel good about things. McDuffie can rotate in or whatever, but you feel good there. Now at 58, as I see it, Cole Bishop is still there. So we got a possibility there. We'll see if they go safety at 58 here coming up in a little bit. Probably should take a commercial break because we've been on the air for, what, like 25 minutes, half hour, without a commercial break. Fire me up. All right, here comes the Cowboys pick. Again, Packers pick in a couple. I will keep you updated on that throughout the show, what the Packers do. Back after this, it is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show. Bucks lose 121-118 tonight, served up by Wendy's. And of course, when you talk about Potawatomi Sportsbook, you got to talk about Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee, changing what it means to bet big and bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May.
Let's see what the numbers say about today's game as we dive into the box score. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
Man, I'm telling you, the Packers have got a plethora of players sitting there right now. Cowboys just took Marshawn Nealand from Western Michigan the edge. Tampa Bay and then the Packers, pick a safety. They're there. So if you want Bullard, he's there. If you want Bishop, he's there. If you want Hicks, he's there. They got whoever they want from the safety position. If they want to go that way at 58, I am very intrigued. And then, of course, if you want another Cooper, if Cooper is going to be the theme this year, Cooper Beebe, a really good guard from Kansas State, he's still there too. If you wanted to go offensive line again, Rakestraw is still there, the cornerback from Missouri that a lot of people like. So you could go corner if you wanted to go that way. I don't think I could. I think I got to go safety here. I don't think I'm risking a safety falling all the way to 88 in the third round at this point. I think you just have to go safety and feel good about that at 58. But at this point, if I'm being honest, with as much that's there, I could see Green Bay just trading back five spots and seeing if we can get to 20 picks in the draft. Who knows? We'll see how many picks Cootie wants to have. They're going to have to get a whole new hotel built in Green Bay to put all these damn draft picks in before it's all done. Bucks loss, 121 to 118. Let's go inside the box score. Bobby Portis, 44 minutes, 7 of 15 from the floor. 17 points, 18 rebounds, 1 of 3 from 3. Chris Middleton, we talked about him, 41 minutes, 16 of 29, 4 of 9 from 3, 42 points, 10 boards, 5 assists for Chris Middleton, and two unbelievable shots, one at the end of regulation to tie a 3, and then another at the end of overtime to tie that, and then Halliburton broke everybody's heart, all the dang people. Brook Lopez, 39 minutes, 7 of 12, 0 of 2 from 3, 4 boards, 3 of 5, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 boards, 1 assist, 11 points, and he fouled out on that Halliburton play. Damian Lillard, not as good as he has been, but 45 minutes, 6 of 20 from the floor, 4 of 12 from 3, 1 board, 8 assists, 28 points. The bench, still and yet, sucks. Pat Connaughton, 13 minutes, missed the only shot he took, 2 boards, 2 assists. 17 minutes for Andre Jackson Jr., his numbers aren't great, but without his energy and his effort, they don't come back in this game. 1 of 2 from the field, 3 boards, 4 fouls, 2 points. But again, the 17 minutes were huge for this Bucks team. A.J. Green hit a shot. He had 3 boards, a couple of free throws, 4 points in 14 minutes. Beasley look any better to you, Charlie?
Not at all.
Not at all. I bet you he doesn't play next game. Beasley, 7 minutes, missed both threes, an assist and a foul. Crowder got 2 minutes. That's all he deserved. I don't know if he deserved that. Missed that 3, and then he never came back in. 46.6% from the floor for the Milwaukee Bucks. The Pacers, 42.9%. 3-point shooting, 10 of 31 for the Bucks, 32.3%. The Pacers were 26.5%. 13 of 49, and you still lost to the damn team. Rebounds. You got out-rebounded 50 to 43. And I'll be honest, before I looked at the box, I would have guessed they got out-rebounded by at least 15. By at least 15. On that one possession, they had like 4 or 5 rebounds and reattempts. It was stupid. Golly, man. Leading the way for the Pacers, Miles Turner, 29 points, 10 of 21, 4 of 10 from 3, 9 boards. Triple-double for Tyrese Halliburton, who was 1 of 12 from 3. Brutal. 8 of 22 from the field. Brutal. But he broke your heart when it mattered most. 18 points, 10 boards, 16 assists. Off the bench, Obi Toppin, offensively, was way better than I thought he'd ever be. 15 points, 6 boards, 6 of 11 shooting. 7 for McConnell, 6 for Shepard off the bench. All 5 starters in double figures for the Pacers. The one bright spot is you held Siakam to only 17 points. 7 of 17. That's gigantic. You cut him in half from what he had the first 2 games. So if you want to talk about positives and adjustments that Doc made or whatever, that helped. Middleton guarding Siakam helped. It helped a lot. So that was a positive sign too. However, the Bucks are now down 2-1. And now you have to sit here and figure out what to do now. Because again, this is the second game. They didn't shoot the 3 ball well. Can you really expect them to not shoot the 3 well again in game 4? Odds are they're going to shoot the 3 ball better in game 4. That's probably going to happen. So that means you are going to have to step up offensively again. Lillard's been that guy for two games. Middleton's been that guy for game three. One of them is going to have another huge game because there's nobody else on the roster that is going to get it. There's not another person. Just look around. There's nobody else is getting 30-plus. I think Portis has done it maybe once or twice this year. That's it. I'm not relying on him. So it's got to be one of those two guys. Turnovers, 12 turnovers for the Bucks, 8 for the Pacers. Points in the paint. They won that category. That's another positive. See, there are positives. 48-44, Bucks win that one. That's big. Fast break points, Pacers win that one, 12-4. Not so surprised about that necessarily. I mean, they made some progression here. Assists, yet again, the Bucks don't have a lot of assists. Chris Braswell to the Buccaneers. Packers are going to be on the clock. Braswell is an edge rusher. So again, any safety they want, they're all there. Other than Newbin from Minnesota, everybody else is there. So now let's see if the Packers take their safety at 58, or because there's so much available, they just say, to heck with it, move back a few picks and pick up more picks. We'll have to wait and see. But overall, free throws, 18-24 for Indiana. The Bucks were 26 of 27. You can't do better than that at the free throw line. So they win points in the paint. That's a huge addition. You slow down Siakam to half his points. That's a huge deal. You killed him at the free throw line and hit your free throws on top of it. That's a huge deal as well. Rebounding, you got rebounded by 7, fine. Second chance points is really where the thing is. And that's something, I got to find that stat next. It's second chance points. But overall, you did your thing. You did what you were supposed to do. And now, hopefully, you can continue this going into Game 4 Sunday against the Indiana Pacers. We'll see if they can keep this up or not. All right, so Packers are up. Pick is in. I want a safety. Can we take a safety here, Green Bay? You got it up over there on your thing, or no? You do? All right. So I will. I'll send it over. You can turn it on over there, and then I will pot it up. Are we all set? All right. Oh, they already made the pick. Javon Bullard, the pick for the Green Bay Packers. Hallelujah. Two home run picks by the Packers here in the second round. There you go. Goody, I'm getting over the Jordan Morgan. Jordan Morgan. I'm getting over that pick. I really am. You've done a great job. A+ for the second round. Beautiful. Absolutely marvelous. Adrian Cooper and Javon Bullard. Somebody give Goody a kiss. Now, third round. Let's fast forward. I'm not going to be on the air for the third round. I'm assuming you're going out and have a beverage somewhere, right? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured you would. When I was your age, that's what I do. Straight to the bar. So, for me, now we look ahead to the next round. You got to get a running back here in the next round. And then if there is a nice corner that you like, Jackson, Oregon, 6'3". If there's a nice corner that you like there in the third round, you go running back corner here in the third, and you feel good about life. You're good. That Cooper and Bullard, they got both of them. Holy crap. That is amazing. Good job. Good job. And you traded down and still got Adrian Cooper. I mean, come on. Oh, Green Bay Packers, making this night better. It ruined my night last night, but y'all are making me happy here on a Friday night. Happy, happy, happy. Texans taking offensive tackle Blake Fisher. Smart move. Yeah, you got to protect your quarterback. Makes sense. All right. Oh, I love those two picks. Good. On that, let's take a quick timeout. It is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show. And the Bucks lose. And it's not okay necessarily, but there's enough positives to feel good about things going into the next game. Now, can they maintain what they gained tonight from where they were last game to tonight? Maintain and get over the hump in the next game? Well, we're going to have to wait and see. Hey, right now at Wendy's, kickstarting your morning with a new breakfast burrito. This isn't your average breakfast burrito. We're talking 6 strips of bacon, seasoned potatoes, 2 fresh cracked eggs, and 2 slices of cheese, all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. It's a complete breakfast in one hand, ready to go anywhere you go. Introducing Wendy's new breakfast burrito.
Who was the player of the game? Who stood out? Let's find out who the MVP of the game is next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, Bucks come up on the losing end tonight to the Indiana Pacers, really in crushing fashion, 128 to 118. Wasted an unbelievable night by Middleton, 42 points. If you're just tuning in and you haven't heard what Middleton did, let's even take it back. Let's go to the end of the third quarter. He was the king of drama tonight. End of the third quarter. Here's one.
Trying to maneuver there on the elbow, and he gets it to go.
And one.
Out the bucket.
No foul. Okay, yeah.
Beat the buzzer, and Chris Middleton and the Bucks trying to will their way in comeback fashion here in Indy.
I'm telling you, that right there was amazing. Absolutely amazing that he figured out a way to get that shot off. But again, it's the third quarter. You're not thinking too much of it. You're just hoping, to hang in this thing and see what happens. Then you get to end of regulation, down 3, and here comes Middleton again.
Pepev inbounds to Brook. Hand off to Chris Middleton. Inside 5 seconds left for Clay. Chris ties it.
No problem.
He ties it at 111. Cool cash money in the clutch.
Oh, buddy, that was a great call by Lisa Byington right there. And you had no idea that it was about to happen again after they got to overtime. He had another opportunity to tie this bad boy up.
Damian Lillard to Chris Middleton from up top once again. Coast glass. The magic of Chris Middleton tonight. For a second time tonight.
When you played the way Chris has played tonight, the bank is always open. The bank never closes. Chris Middleton, nice job finding the opening right there. Brook Lopez, great screen on Nembhard. Had to shoot it a little higher because of the contest of Miles Turner. No problem. You've got a backboard for a purpose. To stop the basketball, it finds its way through the net. Here we go again.
I tell you what, man, Middleton was...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Unbelievable tonight in this game. Absolutely unbelievable. And you couldn't figure it out. But you won points in the paint. That was an issue in the past. You beat them at the free throw line. You made more free throws than they attempted. You only missed one free throw all night. That was a bonus for this basketball team. Rebounds, you got rebounded by 7. Yes. But it's not end of the world. What is end of the world is in possessions there towards the end of the game where they're getting 3, 4, 5 rebounds on one possession and continuing to fire up shots. That's the stuff you can't have. You just cannot have that type of stuff. That type of stuff has to stop. Can't have it. And like I said, there was that one play where Siakam fouled up off a horrible shot by Haliburton when the ball went way up in the air. And when you look at the replay, Siakam shoved Bobby Portis like 10 feet at the free throw line to get that rebound. And there was no foul. Clearly a foul at the end of the day. And nothing was called. We'll talk more about Bobby Portis here in a couple minutes. Q and Tosa, you're next here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, talking about the MVP of the game, Chris Middleton. What's up, Q?
Chris had an amazing game.
Yeah.
I doubt it will end the slander, but it should. But people seem to have very short-term memory with Chris. I feel really good about this win. I think we won all 3 quarters after the first. We just got our butts kicked in the first quarter. I don't know what happened, but it's really promising to me to see Doc give some meaningful run to Ajax and AJ Green. Obviously, like you said, Chris is the MVP. There's not much to say besides that was an amazing game. It's too bad that we blew it in the end. But I think that this is really encouraging. I've been very optimistic this entire series. I think I must have underestimated the Pacers. To me, at this point, it seems like we're going to need Giannis back to beat them. I know you've been thinking he might be out the whole series, but it just doesn't seem like we have an answer good enough that isn't. It seems like Giannis is the only answer to beat this Pacers team this year.
Yeah, I think that is the thing right now when we talk about this is as far as can they win this without Giannis. Can they get over the hump without Giannis? They had every opportunity late in this game. But again, as you pointed out, they were down so big early, they had to literally fight with every fiber of their being to stay in this thing long enough to have a chance to even win it.
Well, and I think what we were seeing on that possession where they got 5 or 6 rebounds in a row, it's just our team looked tired. And Doc didn't put in the young guys in overtime. So,
well, that's the thing, though. And Q, I think at this point, you have to understand, if you're Doc, that regardless if Andre Jackson scores a single point or not, he has to play. And Jay Crowder does not have to play and can stay on the bench. And if Bobby Portis isn't giving you any defense and is hurting you on that side of the floor, then he's got to sit until he understands where his head has to be before you put him back out there.
I mean, that putback that Andre Jackson Jr. had, like, that was the highest anybody has jumped on this team in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Like, because Giannis isn't on the court. So it's like, I guess that shouldn't mean that much, but when you don't have anyone that can jump like half as high as him, I mean, Bally was very quick to make that like the payoff game of the game tonight. Because I think in their minds, nobody else has the energy to do that.
Nope.
So, but did you see Dario Melendez's tweet of the new Pato Sportsbook?
No, I did not.
I retweeted it yesterday. It looks so cool.
I've been telling y'all that it's supposed to be the biggest or one of the biggest sports books in the Midwest.
Yeah, I've been to Vegas more times than I could admit, or than I'd like to admit on there. And it looks amazing. It looks better than most of them that I've seen in Las Vegas. I'm really excited to get out there next month.
Let's see what we got here. I'm looking at it now. To kind of see, it's not supposed to open until May, I believe. Oh, so they just let him in to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is pretty cool for certain. Yeah, gigantic, huge, big screens that kind of wrap around. And then you got all kinds of more TVs under that. And they're saying it's like 200 people or whatever. Yeah, people are just going to pack that place every single night.
Hopefully the Bucks are still playing basketball in May.
Yeah, right? No doubt about it. Yeah, that would be nice. All right, man. Take care, Q.
Yeah, have a good night, Sparky.
You betcha. Take care. There he is. That is some nice stuff. I had not seen this. Good job, Q. Dario Melendez with some great video here. It's at... hold on a second here. I want to make sure I get Twitter account right. At Dario_Melendez, if you want to look at the sports book that he's got pictures out of. It looks awesome. Mike in Shorewood, you're next. The Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show served up by Wendy's after the Green Bay Packers make two great picks in the second round while the Milwaukee Bucks have a crushing loss to the Indiana Pacers tonight in overtime.
Hey, what's up, man? That was just brutal. Brutal, Andy. The way the Bucks lost this game today, I mean, the Pacers were trying to hand it to them, and if they lose this series, they're going to look back on this game. The sequences where obviously Giannis is not out there, but that's still inexcusable to give up 6 offensive rebounds on a possession. And it was multiple of the possessions there in overtime that really cost them the game, where the Pacers really couldn't hit anything. And specifically Siakam and Nembhard were just killing them on the glass. That cannot happen. Doc has to pound into these guys' heads. You guys have to box out a rebound. You know, without Giannis out there, they're going to be taking advantage with their size, mainly Siakam, and there's no excuse for Nembhard, who's not the big, to get as many offensive boards as he did today that ultimately cost them down there in fourth quarter and in overtime. The Bucks should have put this game away. A game ball to Middleton. He played his butt off. To me, I thought he should have gotten a couple more shots down the stretch. Dame, if his shot's not going, man, enough with the three-point shots. It looks pretty. I love when it's going in. But you see, when he's off, he really kills the flow of the Bucks offense. And Middleton was really doing work. I like to give him more shots. I thought he really took them at times. I know he hit some big shots, but ultimately, to me, I thought Middleton, with the way he was cooking today, he really should have gotten more shots than he did. And I really do think they would have won the game. But all in all, you're right about that. I mean, Doc has got to tighten up the rotations there. If guys are not going to defend, to me, Grotter, he's a non-factor this series. He shouldn't be out there.
Agreed.
Unless you've got multiple guys who are in foul trouble and you have no other choice. Portis, if you're not going to play D, you got to get off the court, because this Pacers team is, as we know, is elite of the offense. And as horrendous as they were today, missing all those three-point shots today, and really Halliburton was off. And I know he hit the game winner at the end there, but he really killed them down the stretch. But their offensive rebounds really took it to them. So I really hope they can bounce back, because this was such a crushing loss. Not to say they couldn't. But to me, it's got to be all hands on deck. It's got to be Middleton, Portis, Dame, and hopefully a guy like Belo Lopez. He's got to get the shot. And maybe some ancillary guys like Beverly can hit a couple shots, because that's the only way they're going to win. If you get in offensive ruts against this Pacers team, you see, you let them hang around, ultimately at home, in a raucous crowd, they're going to eventually take it. So I'm hoping they can bounce back and forth, because if you go down to 3-1, man, I don't want to say it's over, but the slim hopes without Giannis of you winning the series are going to be ill. So game four is going to be the series, and I hope they can bounce back, man, because this was crushing tonight. Thanks for the time, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Chicago Charlie and I were talking about this when I thought we were headed to a double overtime. And I was telling Charlie, man, Pacers lose this game, it is going to crush them. I mean, they are a young basketball team, all pumped up, all emotional, crowds all into it. They were killing them by, what, 19 in the first quarter or whatever. And then you lose in double overtime or something? Like, it's going to be crushing. And sure enough, that doesn't happen. They figure out a way to win. And now these old Bucks legs that just put everything they had out there have to figure out a way to be ready to go in 2 days on Sunday to play this game again. If the Bucks win, don't care that they have dead legs on Sunday, because worst case, you're 2-2 and you're happy. Now you have dead legs on Sunday and you're in almost a must-win situation. So you don't go down 3-1, you know, heading back to Milwaukee, possibly without Giannis. If they're down 3-1 and no Giannis, it's over. It's all done. If they're down 3-1 and Giannis comes back in game five for Milwaukee, well, series is still alive. Let's see what happens. But if there's no Giannis, they're not coming back from 3-1. Maybe they win game five in Milwaukee, but I don't think you can win this series without Giannis if you do not win game four. Charlie, agree or disagree?
I agree. I think after watching this game where the Pacers didn't really shoot well like they did in game one and then they ended up still winning, that's a bad sign for this Bucks team. You got to win game four to even still have a shot.
Yeah, but again, they're old. They played a lot of minutes, man. Those guys all played 40-plus minutes. And Milton on a bum ankle played, what, what did he play, 42 minutes to match his 42 points or something like that? I mean, from that perspective, that's a lot. I was right, right?
41 minutes.
41 minutes for his 42 points. I mean, he was drained. So now you get a rest day tomorrow. You're not running any type of real practice. There's no chance. Like, this you just rest. Come in, we'll do a walk around, walk through quick, watch some film, and then out you go. Do what you got to do in downtown Indianapolis. And then Sunday, at least they play Sunday night. At least they don't play Sunday morning. That at least is a positive. Give them a little extra rest time with those legs. I think that is a big deal for the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, take a quick time out. Bucks lose tonight, 121-118 to the Indiana Pacers in overtime, down 2-1. Next game coming up on Sunday night. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan.
Let's hear what the coach had to say about today's game next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Pro Hoops postgame show, served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, well, the Bucks lose in overtime tonight, 121-118. Packers made another couple good selections in the second round. Makes me feel better after watching the first round last night. We'll get to those selections to get you an update on the draft. But first, Chris Middleton leads the way with 42. Big shots there at the end of the third, hitting a buzzer beater. At the end of regulation, a three to tie it. Towards the end of overtime that we thought was going to send it to double overtime until Halliburton broke our hearts. Another three. And I would assume Middleton will be topic of conversation somewhere in this presser with Doc Rivers. This is what Doc Rivers sounded like earlier tonight, courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin.
The last play. Yeah, we drew it up. You know, they run it a lot. You know, the broken part of it, we didn't want him to go back to his right, you know, for the most part, and we needed someone there. So still made a runner, tough shot. And the thing you don't want to do is foul, because now you can still tie the game. So having to tie it with a three made it a lot tougher. So, but he made a tough shot.
Like, what went into like having Andre out there instead of Brooke?
Just speed, you know, wanted more speed. A lot of long rebounds. They were parking Turner way out at the three, and we wasn't worried about the offensive rebound on that play. So I don't think Andre had a lot to do with that play. to be honest. So,
second chance points throughout first half, especially second half was a little better, but
it
in the overtime there was that string of five straight where that just sort of runs energy, runs possessions. Just sort of what did you see in the breakdowns?
Well, I haven't watched the tape yet, so all I saw was them getting the rebound a lot. I thought there were five or six of them. I felt like we were on the inside position, and they still came up with them. Every time the ball hit the floor, they came up with every loose ball tonight. They crushed us. This game came down to 50-50, and they just did a better job of, you know, our guys were fighting. They were trying, couldn't get to loose balls. And, you know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
Do you feel like that's something without Giannis that you guys can actually win? Like, just from a size
I don't know if we can win or lose that battle, but we can't get crushed in that battle, you know, Giannis is our best rebounder. You know, and so we don't have him. We still have people who can rebound the ball. I thought a lot of them were long rebounds, though, and we didn't come up with those. And that had nothing to do with Giannis. That is something all of us has to do. I have to watch the tape. It felt like they were just quicker to the ball. You know, I don't know how physical we were on those. But it was one of the key points before the game for us. So we'll see. But overall, I loved our effort. I loved our ability to stick into the game and play through their emotions early. You know, they had us reeling in the first quarter. They sped us up again. And then all of a sudden, we started getting our rhythm. And once we got our rhythm, the game changed completely. So moving forward, I think that'll give us a lot of confidence.
Before the game, Chris is listed as questionable.
Yeah. Ends up. We're going to list him as questionable for next game.
playing 41 minutes, 42 points, 29 shots. Just what do you see from him?
I just kept checking in on him. You know, we gave him the luxury to call a timeout whenever he needed one. We communicated a ton, like, you need 2 minutes. I'll give you 2 minutes, 3 minutes here. He said he felt better as the game went on. He told me after the game he felt better. So that's a good sign. Now we got to make sure Dame is okay.
Just what occurred? What was that injury for him?
I think it's Achilles again. So we'll see.
And then just with Chris, leaning on him late, this is kind of your first close playoff game with him, leaning into him late. Just what did you see from...
He had it going. That wasn't even a hard one tonight. He had it really going for us. You know, Dame made a couple shots, too. Honestly, Dame was really struggling. And in the overtime, he literally said, I'll be the decoy. I just can't go as far as explosion. So I thought Dame just being out there was huge for us because they didn't know that at the time. You know, I think they did a little bit. But anyway, it's still tough. Chris was amazing for us.
Did he just say that the issue with Lillard is his Achilles? Is that what he said?
I do believe so.
Did he just say that Lillard said, I'll be the decoy because I have no explosion? Did he say that?
He did indeed say that.
And yet, Lillard was out there. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? I don't want to see him in the next game. Sit him. Do not play him. I don't want to see him. Fine, they win this series. I don't care. I do not want Lillard having an Achilles injury. This is the reason I didn't want Giannis in there. Right? Calf, Achilles, gone all of next year. Don't play Giannis. Just take your time. Now I got a dude with an bum Achilles who looked like he got shot in his knee, comes back into the game, tells the coach, dude, I can't go. I'm just going to kind of jog around. Somebody else is going to have to be the guy. And that's how Middleton ended up getting all those shots, and that's how Lillard didn't. I'm done. I'm done. White flag. We're done. We're going home. All done. Nope. I'm not playing Lillard.
Write it down now. He's not playing if I'm Doc Rivers. He can beg and plead all the hell he wants. He's not playing on Sunday. That's it. I'm done. You cannot risk him blowing that Achilles out and then not being here next year. All this worrying I've been doing about Giannis, and here's Doc. Well, it's his Achilles again. You watched him limp off the court. They massaged him or whatever. He comes back. He's got no explosion. He tells you so. I'll keep playing. How many minutes did he play? How many minutes did Lillard play with a bad Achilles?
He played 45 minutes. Oh my God. The most out of anybody on the team.
Ah, what are we doing? What are we doing? Paging John Horst. Paging Peter Fagan. Wesley Edens, can any of you hear me? Do not risk Damian Lillard being lost all of next year by playing him in this series. Please don't do this. Because even if he plays, there's still no guarantee you're winning this next game. There's no guarantee you winning the series if Giannis isn't back. It's not like we're not used to getting bumped out of the playoffs early at this point. It's not like we all haven't been through it. But don't screw all of next year up because Lillard wants to be a tough guy and you all don't want to lose to the Pacers. Please do not screw this up. Oh, my God. The rest of that press conference, I'm just sitting here watching the draft. Listening. And then he says Achilles. And I went, what? And then when he said Lillard was just wanting to be a decoy because he had no explosion. Double what? Can't play him. I hate it. I'm sorry, Bucks fans. He's not. There's no way I'm playing him. Maybe some of you want to play him. Y'all, God bless you. You want to roll the dice? You want to be Vegas gamblers? Go down to Potawatomi. Go shoot some dice. Go win some money. I'm not playing this game with Damian Lillard's Achilles. Just like I don't want to play with Giannis, I ain't playing it with Lillard. There's no way he's playing. None. No chance. And if I'm Fagan, if I'm Horst, or if I'm Wesley Edens, if Doc's even thinking about it, you need to step in and stop it. Has to happen. You can't let him play the next game on Sunday. I'm telling you, don't care if they lose or not. You cannot allow him to play that game on Sunday and possibly rupture that Achilles and then be gone all of next year. And it would probably bleed into part of the following year. He's an old guy, man. Old guys don't recover as quickly as these young bucks over here like Chicago Charlie. It takes us old guys longer. Please don't let that dude play. I beg you, don't let that dude play. Potawatomi Sportsbook, Probes postgame show. I was doing good. I was in a happy mood. Packers are doing well tonight. All of this. I was happy. Not anymore. Potawatomi Probes Sportsbook show. Probes postgame show. What the heck's the name of this show? Served up by Wendy's. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes postgame show served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you, along with our guy, Chicago Charlie, other side of the glass. Speaking of Wendy's, that's Cinnabon Pull-Up Bar. I'm telling you, I had it yesterday as dessert with my lunch. Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Up Bar. It's the new go-to breakfast treat to satisfy those morning cravings, and now it's available all day. It's got all the flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that warm, sweet cinnamon sugar roll dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. Get your day off to a sweet start or a late night sweet treat with Wendy's Cinnabon Pull Apart. And again, thanks to Wendy's for being a sponsor here on the show. And some exciting news, Wendy's also a sponsor of Wisconsin Sports Daily starting on Monday. It will be Wisconsin Sports Daily served up by Wendy's. So thank you very much to Wendy's for not only supporting this show, but supporting the weekday afternoon show as well, which has been off to a flying good start through the first couple of weeks, I would say. Charlie has been a master at producing the show through the first 2 weeks of the year. Are you still having fun, Charlie? Do you want to kill me yet? Where are we at?
I'm having a great time. So this is good. A lot of fun. Good. I'm good.
Good. I just want to make sure. Because, you know, I've had producers in the past want to beat me up in the parking lot or something. I just want to make sure you're not one of them because you're way bigger than me, as we've talked about. I want to make sure we keep Charlie happy here at the end of the day. So what's on the agenda for Charlie now? Because now you're actually getting a day off tomorrow. And then we don't have to be back here till Sunday night.
I'm heading out to Wrigleyville tomorrow to enjoy Pickle Fest.
Excuse me?
It's a
what?
Big, like...
What? Did he just say Pickle Fest? What? That's not a thing.
It's a real thing.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
You go out there. It's like a big bar crawl, and they have a bunch of like pickle-style drinks, food, bunch of vendors just outside Wrigleyville. It sounds like it'll be fun. My girlfriend really likes pickles, so...
I would imagine so if you're going to Pickle Fest. I would say that's a good analysis at this point, Charlie. That's probably probably something that you probably have figured out that she likes pickles. Holy cow. That Bucks game against the Pacers, 6 o'clock, coming up on Sunday night. So what time are you heading down to Pickle Fest?
Early in the morning. It starts at 11 a.m. So I'll be leaving probably around like 7:30 to get there and hang out.
7:30?
I want to see my girlfriend.
You said it starts at 11.
I want to see my girlfriend before I go to Pickle Fest.
Well, where is she?
Elmhurst, sir, Lombard. So still about like 30 minutes outside in Chicago.
So y'all going to go out to breakfast and then go drink?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I would definitely get a base of some sort. A bunch of people walking around with pickles in their hands, sipping on cocktails. That whole thing, to me, that's just a weird picture. I don't know about y'all. I like dill pickles. Like, you know, you get the jar of the baby dill pickles. Like, I'll eat those. Pickled drinks and so forth. Like, I even like deep-fried pickled appetizers, you know, where you get those. Those are good. I like those. It's not that I'm against pickles. The pickle and the alcohol, though. No, I don't think I'd like that. Mm-mm, no. But I do like what the Packers did in the draft tonight, and they really did something really, really good here. So, first of all, I was poking at people on Twitter about Cooper DeJean as he was sliding down the draft board because we all thought he'd be in the first two or three picks of the draft. Well, that didn't happen as he was sliding down to the pick of the Packers. So I tweeted out, I was like, hey, the great Cooper DeJean is still on the board. What happened? And a whole bunch of different answers from people. So then the Eagles swoop up in front of Green Bay, take Cooper DeJean. So whether or not that was the pick Goody wanted or not, I don't know. Either way, he trades back after that. The Saints move up. So he moves back 4 spots and picks up a 5th and a 6th round pick. He said he wanted to add picks. So he picks up 2 picks in the process, slides down 4, gets the best linebacker available in the draft by, according to many, Edgerrin Cooper, to play next to Quay Walker. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Very, very happy about that. And then with their second round pick at 58, and Charlie and I were both talking like, man, that's not a new one. The whole safety class is there. Pick who you want. And they did, because they love kids from Georgia. We saw last year, Quay Walker, Devontae White a couple years ago. So those two a couple years ago, they add to it, and they go and they get Javon Bullard. I am a big fan. I like Javon Bullard. So you add Bullard and McKinney, you're as athletic as you've ever been at the safety position, which is great. You're as athletic as you've ever been at linebacker with Walker and Cooper back there now, Edgerrin Cooper. So that's a rock star pick. And now you're sitting here, what, 18 picks away from 2 more selections. You're at 88 and 91. Trey Benson's off the board at running back from Florida State. He went to Arizona. Cardinals have had a great draft. They really have. I mean, you add an impact wide receiver. You add an impact running back. And I want to say they added, what else did they add? An edge rusher maybe? But they really have had a nice draft to this point and really helping to surround Kyler Murray with some more weapons, which I think everybody in this league is now figuring out is the most important thing, is getting your quarterback weapons to actually play with. So that was a nice draft by Arizona. But from a running back standpoint, again, Brooks went off the board already. Benson went off the board already. So Jalen Wright is still there. If you like Colson from, what's the kid's name from Michigan?
Corum.
Yeah, Corum, the kid from Michigan. If you like him, he's still there. I don't want him. But I would love Jalen Wright. I'm all about that. And he is still there. I don't know if he'll still be there in 18 picks. I think that's a relatively big ask to think he's going to fall. Now the question becomes, because you added those two picks earlier by trading back, will Goody take a pick, package it with the two picks he just got, and move up a few spots to go get a running back that he likes? Now, if it was me, I'd move up for Jalen Wright in a heartbeat. I wouldn't think twice. But we'll see if he wants to do that or if he's comfortable just waiting and taking whatever running back makes it to him. Yeah, Arizona took Darius Robinson. I thought it was an edge. The edge from Missouri. That was their other pick in the first round. Oh, and they got Max Melton, the cornerback from Rutgers, Bo Melton's brother, which also was a nice pick. Yeah, I'd give them an A+. They've had a hell of a draft. I have the Cardinals. And they're on the board right now. They're picking again here at pick 71. So they're going to add yet again another pick to what they've already done. Just a great draft by the Cardinals. But the Packers, we'll see. Two picks here in the second round. And then a plethora of picks coming up tomorrow. And we'll see how they do tomorrow. Now, I've realized on Saturdays, rounds 4 through 7 normally are ignored by the fan base. But do you know how many good players end up being impact players on rosters that are picked in round 4 or picked in round 5? That's where Bakhtiari was. I mean, you're picking guys that are going to have, one or two of these guys are going to have impacts on your football team that are going to get drafted tomorrow, more than likely. And already you've got, depending on if you think Jordan Morgan can play, you've got three possible starters. You know, if Morgan ends up starting somewhere on that line, tackle or guard, left or right side, if he starts, Cooper is definitely starting. Bullard is definitely starting. And then here in the other round, you know, if they get a cornerback here in the third round, maybe, you know, they have a chance to start. If they can beat out Valentine and Stokes, maybe they'd have an outside shot of starting opposite Jaire Alexander. Where else could they draft a guy that would have a possibility of starting here in the third round? Defensive line, if it's a gigantic guy to play next to Clark. I don't know if that guy's there, though. I'd have to look. Who's left a defensive tackle on the board right now?
Brandon Dorlus out of Oregon.
Oh, he's a pass rusher, yeah.
Mekhi Wingo, LSU, Dwayne Carter, Duke, Tyler Davis, Clemson, Christian Boyd, Northern Iowa. Those are top five.
I like Dorlus the best of all of them. He's going to get there. And he's more of a pass rusher than he is
he's
not a run stuffer. And that's really what you need. So if you're not going to be able to get one of those now, that's fine. Then you're probably not going to add another starter here based on what we're looking at, unless it's a cornerback that beats out Stokes and beats out Valentine. So maybe that's a thing. The other thing is, how long do they wait to take another quarterback? Round 7? Round 6? They got 3 sixth-round picks. So 6th or 7th round is probably where they take their next quarterback. Who it's going to be, no idea. But you would think a running back gets drafted. You would think a guard gets drafted. At least one guard, maybe two guards. Offensive guards get drafted. I would think another linebacker gets drafted. And at least one defensive lineman gets drafted. But they've got 100 picks. So there's probably going to be more than that. They're going to throw them into competition in all the rooms. And then, you know, see what happens from there and move forward. So we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But I am excited by what's happened so far for certain in this one. All right, that'll do it tonight. Potawatomi Sportsbook Probes post-game show. If you missed us earlier, I retweeted it. Dario Melendez tweeted out videos of that brand new Potawatomi Sportsbook. Gigantic TVs. We've talked about 200-person seating. I retweeted it at Sparky Radio if you want to go take a look at the video that Dario Melendez put up. It looks sweet, y'all. And I think the grand opening is coming up May 5th or something like that. It's coming up shortly. Definitely opens up in May. Not positive on that date, but it's definitely coming up soon. So if you have any interest in checking that out, I would highly advise that. 121 to 118, the Milwaukee Bucks. Come up victorious tonight. No, they didn't. I'm lying. I wish they would have. They lost to the Pacers. Game 4 coming up on Sunday night. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a good one. Toodles!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.